Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Lady Gaga is Tudor's first female global brand ambassador. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, I don't know if you heard, but recently, Lady Gaga has become Tudor's first female global brand ambassador, which is a pretty big feat in the sense that, whereas when you see Rolex's global brand ambassadors, they're linked to, you know, excellence in this, you know, sports of, whether it be like golf or with Tiger Woods or Roger Federer, the best tennis player in the world, or, you know, the best concert pianist, you know, all associated with excellence and things like that, and prestige and honor and, you know, ranking in a way, you know, a hierarchy. But when you look at Tudor's a much more, it's a brand that takes a lot more risks. It's a lot more cutting edge, I would say. It's not as traditional. Sure, it respects the traditional elements of history and detail and things like that with their watches that they definitely take notice of and implement. But they're a little bit more modern, a little bit more cutting edge in terms of how they market themselves, in terms of the exposure they have. So, you know, they announced a couple of months ago that David Beckham was their male global brand ambassador, which was huge. But to have an icon, someone like Lady Gaga, you know, wouldn't have been my first choice. I'll be honest with you, really wouldn't. But then again, she sort of embodies, in a lot of ways, what Tudor already embodies. You know, she's incredibly accomplished. She's won many awards. She's a fashion icon. She's a music icon. She's a performer. She's a she knows what she's doing. She's basically was created out of or influenced by the, you know, the whole Freddie Mercury, pop art, New York, Andy Warhol, David Bowie sort of scene. She's very much influenced by that. And she's not just a name in music. She's a household brand. I mean, she has close to 30 million, you know, followers on Instagram. I know that today that doesn't seem like a lot, but that's a lot, you know. And she has millions more worldwide that are a strong and loyal following. You know, her watches of choice are the Black Bay Burgundy, the Black Bay 41 millimeter that came out. They came out with the 36 last year. This year they came out with the 41, really clean. Their version sort of an Explorer 1 without the 369 dial. And then there's also Black Bay that's got diamonds. So those three are from her selection. At first when I saw this, I was like, you know what, Lady Gaga is not, I mean, it's great and it's wonderful and it's innovative and it wouldn't have been my first choice, because Tudor is not a $200 bottle of perfume that flies off the shelf. It's a brand that the average person doesn't even know, you know, which is so amazing to me considering that it's a subsidiary brand of Rolex and they've owned this brand, you know, since the 1940s or arguably before that. I like the angle that Tudor's going down. They've always separated themselves from Rolex. And, you know, by having someone like Lady Gaga, it will make the Tudor collections of the Black Bays and the entire collections, I think it will give it a lot more prominence to maybe women who are inspired by Lady Gaga, or there are a lot of men who are inspired by Lady Gaga as well. She draws a massive male crowd, and it would definitely build awareness on a global scale in a way that it's never been built before. So my only thing with this whole Lady Gaga thing and Tudor that I wanted to address is that, you know, she's not a watch person. So, you know, when you've got things like, you know, when you have these celebrities, like whether it be her, Britney Spears, or any female artist that has, you know, a reach of millions and millions of people, that's all good and fine, but it's a totally different product when you're selling watches. I mean, these aren't like little accessories for $50 to $100. These are, you know, a couple thousand dollars at least to start. And I just don't know, you know, like, because she's not a watch person, or she doesn't have that reputation of being a watch person. You know, it's one thing if you're famous and you have this, like John Mayer, for instance. He's super famous. He has this, he's known for being a watch guy. And he's known for being a very savvy watch guy and having a phenomenal collection and, you know, having arguably some of the most famous, iconic, and important pieces in history. I know David Beckham, who's Tudor's global male brand ambassador, you know, he likes Rolex and he's known for liking Rolex. So that makes sense. You know, like, he's young, he likes Rolex, he's seen wearing Rolex. It makes sense for him to be part of the Rolex Tudor family. With Lady Gaga, I mean, she's a fashion icon, but that doesn't necessarily translate to selling watches. So it will be interesting to see it nonetheless. And I definitely think, if anything, it will highlight the brand in a way, and it will, you know, it will build awareness, especially for women who may not even know what Tudor is, and maybe even their husbands will take notice of it, and those men who don't know who Tudor is. It's an amazing, it just amazes me every time that Tudor is just not, that's what I kind of like about it. Like, everybody and their mother know what a Rolex is, and this is made by Rolex in the Rolex factory. It's like the anti-Rolex made by Rolex. I like that it looks familiar and feels familiar, but it's very different. It's very original. It has its own characteristics. It has its own personality. It has its own identity. And luckily, Lady Gaga will bring that to the forefront, and it will translate into selling watches for Tudor, which is the whole point. And, you know, bring them a market that I think they really need, the female watch market. And I think Tudor has some beautiful pieces that any woman would love. So as far as this partnership goes, that's the only thing I'm like, eh, I'm not sure how it will come across. But stay tuned for more information. As much as I was kind of, on one hand, in shock, but not in shock, I think this is going to prove to be a good partnership. Tudor is a brand of, and a statement of individuality, much like Lady Gaga. And I'll be curious to see what happens. I'll be curious to see how this all develops and unfolds and where it goes and how it's perceived by the media, by the press, and by collectors and the like. I think the good thing is people like me and other people within my industry are buzzing about it. They're talking about it. They're sharing it. They're giving their view on it. If it didn't have any relevance at all, nobody would ever be talking about it. So, you know, Lady Gaga's just proven how relevant she is. And, you know, I think this is going to be a great thing for Tudor. So definitely stay tuned for that. And, you know, you can order any of the watches within Lady Gaga's selection, Tudor Black Bay. And I will link the article I wrote about this so that you can see the different watches in her selection that she's picked. I do work on a $150 consultation fee basis. So you PayPal me that through my website. And what I do is I'll advise you, I'll guide you. And should you choose to buy a watch from me within a year, I apply that $150 towards the purchase of a watch. So it's a win-win situation. You get guided, you get advised, you get the best possible information. I only like to do what's best for my clients. I like to, you know, advise them to go down roads where they're buying watches that have value. So that means that, you know, watches in the $3,000 to $5,000 range, up to 10 grand. I really don't believe in spending more than that on a watch. And by consulting my services, it's a great way to to dip their toe in the watch industry and understand it a little bit better and learn how to talk like a watch professional as well and talk amongst the best of them. So you can definitely reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. My Facebook watch page is a great place to go. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.